Yeah.
Now, Lord Choshev, the Tamil Chachomim that are here. Speak during first Seder is not something that we often do. I only remember once when we felt that it was appropriate. But you all know why we gather together and why we're saying Tehillim. I'd just like to give over some thoughts. I was speaking to the Mashgiach earlier about perhaps what's our outlook supposed to be and what we could possibly do under the circumstances. Speaking to the Koilel yesterday and mentioned the Rabbeinu Bachai, I'd like to share it with you at the beginning of this week's parasha. It says, Vayeter Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorahi. Yitzchak Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lenoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorahi, because she was barren. Sefer Karakemach, he's Medayik, that usually we have in the pasuk, the derech of the pasuk is the cause goes before the effect. It means that first we'll describe why something is happening and then what happens. The cause in the pasuk seems to be that she's an akara. Because Rivka's an akara, so Yitzchok davens. So why does the pasuk say first the effect? Vayeter Yitzchok LaHashem Lenoichach Ishtoi. And only afterwards it says the cause. The cause is that there's a tzara. Karakemach, he says that you see from here that the cause is the need for tefillah, and the effect is the tzara. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something. When he brings a tzara to Klal Yisrael, he's bringing it because he wants Klal Yisrael to daven. The need for connection HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brings that he puts us in situations that we feel lost, we feel scared, we feel like we have to reach out to him. The reason for problems is because of tefillah. Tefillah is not a result of problems. So when we're faced with such a tragedy, with such a pachad, we have to understand that there's a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing us somewhere. He's directing us to tefillah. He's telling us, I want you to daven. I want you to connect with me. I want you to get closer to me. That's the reason why these things are happening. Tzoras happen so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Klal Yisrael. He wants her tefillah. In the Pizmon of Moz Tzur, you mentioned Yevonim Nikpitzu Alai Uforzu Choymos Migdolai, that they have breached the walls of my fortress. When the enemies are able to enter into a Mokum Kadosh, to a Mikdosh Ma'at, to a makom of tefillah, causes a shudder. We are 30 days, 30 yom in Koidem Chanukah. The Bach and Simon Tov Reish Ayin brings down, what did Klal Yisrael do wrong that this whole thing happened with the Yevonim Ikra Gzeira Hisal Shehisrashlu Ba'avoida. Klal Yisrael was weak in their avoida. Hakein Hoysa Gzeira Levatel Behem Ha'avoida. That's why the attack of Klal Yisrael happened. It was the Gzeira was Levatel Ha'avoida. We don't have Beis HaMikdash and a Mizbeach, but Chazal tell us that Eizu Avoida Shebelev is Tefillah. Tefillah is our Avoida today. The three Tefillahs were Niskanu Kenega the Karbonis. So our Avoida is Tefillah. We were attacked during Tefillah. How could it be during Tefillah? Klal Yisrael would be Meiser Nefesh for the Avoida. Yeshua comes. Klal Yisrael is Meiser Nefesh for the Avoida. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua. And the people that are Oivdei Avoida, Beveis Hashem. Our Yeshua is not our army or our police or even patrols. Our Yeshua is in the hands of the Oivdei Avoida. The people that are going to be Moiser Nafshom Lavoida. We have a month till Hanukkah. Shloshim Yoim is already a time when you're within the realm of that Hashpa of that day. I think that it's imperative upon us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us. He wants us. He wants us to daven. There's sakana here in Yerushalayim. But we've heard from tzaddikim, they've told us that if a person is makbid, he's mush nefesh for his avoida, for his tefillah, he has special protection and he has a haftocha that he'll be protected. The person's not Moisir Nefesh for his tefillah, he's in a makam sakona. I spoke with a mashgiach before, and I feel that as a yeshiva, as a tzibur, we have something we have to do. I feel that if we're all prepared to be Moser Nefesh La'avoida, then we're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's call, we're heeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. So the yeshiva always had wanted that all of the Talmidim of the yeshiva should daven in the yeshiva. It was always something that we felt strongly about, but Yerushalayim is a busy place, and sometimes people are going here and there, and it could happen that a person could miss a tefillah in yeshiva. But we feel that from now to Chanukah, it's Shloshim Yoim. We feel it's imperative that all the Talmidim in the yeshiva should be Moser Nefesh, to be by the yeshiva's tefillahs, three tefillahs a day. 30 days. That's a Mesiras Nefesh. If a person, for whatever reason, somehow misses the tefillah, they should daven in yeshiva anyway. Bichidus, in yeshiva. Not daven anywhere else. Our mokum for tefillah is here, our Mesiris Nefesh for Tefillah has to be here. If a person feels like he's not Shayach, he can't do that, then I feel he should go home. Shouldn't be here. We're here, and we have to be Mesir Nefesh. If we're not ready to be Mesir Nefesh, then this is not our place right now. Our place is, Klal Yisrael is under attack. If you're not ready to be a part of that movement to rectify, to listen, I understand that. But then it's not the right place to be here. This Thursday is Yom Kippur Katan. Moshe Cordovero writes that Yom Kippur Katan is a time when a person can be mechaper on all the events of that month. And we've had a pretty difficult month, all in all. So, Beis Hashem, the yeshiva will be having Yom Kippur Katan here on Thursday. Mincha will be starting at regular time, and we'll continue with the Seder of Yom Kippur Katan. It's open daven that just like Klal Yisrael in the times of the Ivanim, we zoiche to see Nisim, we went me'afela le'oira, we zoiche that Gzeiras when it's battle, so too. Also, we should be zoicha to sinisim. We should be zoicha to gula shleima b'mheirav yemeinu amen.